得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：嘎提嘎提帕拉嘎提帕拉桑嘎提波利梭哈。接着我们要念功德本颂。Okay, it is followed by the recitation of Foundation of All Good Qualities in the Red Prayer Book for English, page 137. Okay, we'll chant in Mandarin. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母游情同我落游海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界，不屈羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。唯彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部经要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示显圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
So start with our breathing meditation. Okay, so try to relax, keep your back straight, then breathe normally. Focus your mind on the breath. Okay, so a few minutes we do that.
同样的，我们先来做一个简短的共修。这共修呢，就是我们的呼吸观。我们最重要就是身体要放轻松，然后背要挺直，然后很自然的呼吸， 然后将我们的心呢专注于我们的呼吸几分钟。
So now, then set up your motivation to do the meditation, to listen to the teaching.
现在呢，我们要调整我们的发心，然后呢，我们要检查我们，注意我们的发心，然后呢，用着正确的心态呢来听闻这个佛法。
Okay, so now, in front of one space, visualize the beautiful golden throne. On top that lotus, on top that sun disk, on top that moon disk, on top that Buddha Shakyamuni sitting there, lively, made of light. So try to visualize that clearly in your mind.
现在呢，我们要观想在我们前方的虚空呢，出现了一个金色的狮子座。狮子座上面呢有一个莲花座，莲花座上面铺着一个日轮，日轮上面呢铺着一个月轮。在这个日月轮上面呢，端坐着本师释迦牟尼佛。啊，他要把它观想到好像栩栩如生，它真的好像有生命的。然后呢，它是一个光明的身体，那观想的越清晰越好。
Okay, so now next who you recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So then, while you're reciting, then same time visualize the light rays, nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni into yourself, then purify all of our negative emotion, whatever we stress or pain, whatever we feel, just let it go through the blessing of the Buddhas.
接着呢，凭着这样的观想，我们就要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒咒语7次。在念诵的咒语的时候呢，同时观想本师释迦牟尼佛的金身呢，放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这甘露和大光芒呢，进入我们的身体，净化了我们一切的障碍，我们所感到的压力啦、痛的地方啦，全部完完全全把这些呢，全部都净化，把这些呢，都全部都放下了。然后呢，我们都接受本师的大光明的加持。
So now, Buddha Shakyamuni, that you are visualized in front, now slowly come above or on top of your head.
接着呢，观想本师释迦牟尼佛呢，慢慢的来到你的头顶。
Now dissolve into light, and then light dissolve into yourself, and by then bless our body, speech, and mind.
接着呢，本师释迦牟尼佛化为光芒，就融入光芒，然后这光芒呢，就进入你的身体，然后呢，就加持了你的身、意。 三门。
must be nice lunch.
这午餐应该吃得很好。
It's good to meditate after eating. Full tummy and sit here.
所以吃了过后呢，这样个静坐一下就很不错的。 还好没有发出声音。
What you did eat?
I eat vegetarian today.
Why? Because of class or what? So, I think this morning I was talking to the senior group, senior class. So I was talking, what is portionate, whether you are portionate or not, how you differentiate, you know.
今天早上呢，就是我们的乐龄乐法日呢，就是Kim Rumchui有跟乐龄组的乐龄组啊讲开示哦，怎么样才算是幸运的？我们讲可以说这是我是很幸运的，那个不是不幸运的。
So here, all the happiness, what you experience in this life, our future life, in past life, you know, how much you enjoy, you know, so whatever happiness you enjoy in this moment, in this life, and it's come from the good karma. You know, without good karma, there's no way we can enjoy, you know.
所以呢，这里我们要讲的就是我们所感受到的快乐，就是我们这一生呢，我们如果可以感受到的快乐，或者是我们未来是呢将来啊能够感受到的快乐，或者是我们以前呢过去生啊我们感受到的快乐，这些快乐感受的快乐的多或感受到快乐的少呢，都是根据啊来自我们的善业，我们所种下的善的种子。如果呢我们没有种下 这个善的种子，没有这个善业的话，我们是不能感受到任何的快乐和喜悦的。
So like that, whatever you see, beautiful object, you know, nice flower or nice, whatever you see and enjoy, you know, like that, even when you feel so hot, you know, you are able to enjoy the aircon, for example. So when you are hungry, you are able to get some food, you know. So you are able to live in clean place, able to enjoy clean air. All this, you know, you look deeply, all this come from good karma, you know. without accumulating good karma, there's no way, you know, we're able to enjoy these things.
所以呢，我们可以进一步的很具体的说明，比如说我们看到一朵很漂亮的花，一个很美的花，我们心里都感到很快乐，有着快乐的这种觉受，或者是当我们感到天气很热很烦躁的时候呢，诶，我们却能够找到空调啊，在有冷气的地方啊，舒服的享受着，或者当我们饿的时候呢，我们找得到食物吃，而我们住的地方啦，我们都可以哦，可以享用到，享用到这些东西。或者我们平常啊，我们看到这个空气啊，冬天买的空气，哎，这空气是那么干净啊！哎，这些东西呢，都是因为呢，过去呢，我们从行下的善业，我们所种下的善的种子，它成熟了，所以是来自我们过去的善业。如果呢，我们没有种下任何善业的话，我们是不能啊得到这样的东西，得不到这样的享乐的。
So like that. So So all what you enjoy is this moment, you know. So how happy life we live, you know, how much we enjoy, you know, this all coming from the past karma and good karma. So it shows, you know, we have accumulated very good karma in the past, you know.
所以呢，我们这一刻的一切受用啊，就是我们享受到可以用到的东西啊，我们在这一生啊，这一刻，生活中所感受到的快乐，能够快乐的这样生活着，是因为呢，过去呢，我们的善业善报成熟了，他告诉我们，这一生我能够这样的享用，这样的受用，是因为呢，我们过去啊，种下了很大的善业。
So again, of course.We want to enjoy, you know, not only this moment, not only this life. We want to enjoy, we want to be happy, but we wish this happiness can last forever, you know, life to life. You know, we have this strong wish there, you know, to enjoy the happiness for a long period of time. Almost, you know, you don't want to disappear this kind of happiness. So, therefore, you really want to achieve that, then need to accumulate merit much as possible when we have this opportunity.
所以呢，他告诉我们呢，我们这一刻所能够拥有的这些受用啊，我们这一生呢，所有的一切受用啊，这样。因为这样的受用而得到的这样快乐呢，我们都希望啊，我们不只是这一生能够有这样的快乐、这样的受用，我们未来生啊，甚至我们生生世世，哎，都能得到这样的受用，得到这样的快乐。我们甚至是我们心里啊，虽然没有说出来，一种很强烈、很深刻的、深深的希望着，深深的有这样的愿望啊，这样的受用、这样的快乐呢，永永远远都不要消失。好，当然能够我们当然能够继续这样下去呢，当然是最好的。可是要能够做到这一点呢，我们必须不断的去积累我们的善业，这样呢，我们才能够继续拥有这样的受用和快乐。
So I think last Sunday, I think I did mention that, you know, just coming to temple, for example, you know, I mentioned last class, just coming to temple, and you know, seeing the Buddha's image, you know.So that collects so much merit, you know.
上个星期呢，天文界也举了个例子，就是说，当我们来到寺庙，就单单可以看到这些佛像，我们就已经积累了很大的福德。
So like then, of course, on top of that, you have some devotion paid, then making prostration, you know, making offering or doing some chanting, you know, then if we're able to do that, you know, so, you know, because of the object whom you do that, because power of the object, you know, it's become very, very powerful, you know, merit, you know, accumulate.
这样呢，你可能想。 怎么可能呢？可能有些人不大相信了。因为呢，来到这里，我们看到这个佛像，然后呢，我们对佛像升起一个虔诚、很恭敬那种心理，我们对这个佛呀产生这个信心，有这一念的信心了。然后呢，我们向这个佛像啦顶礼啦、做供养啦、念一些祈祷文啦、念他的洪名啦、圣号啦，或念一下经文这样等等。 借着这样的一个行为，我们都积累了很大的福报，可能有些人就会有疑问了，这是因为这个佛像呢，是我们的福田，而这个福田呢，这个福田它的力量是特别的大的，所以因为这个福田的力量大，所以呢，它所得到的果报也就不可思议了，所以呢，我们所积累的功德，我们积累的这福德呢，也就很大很大了。
So like that, so, so like that is good, you know, when you come to temple, see the statues, Buddha's picture, you know, possible, put your palm together like that. So, just by doing that, you know, you accumulate merit.
所以呢，来到佛像啊，其实来到寺庙就是来到佛像，来到寺庙呢，看到佛像哦。 是一个很大的福报，是很好的。让你对那佛像呢，能够双手合十啊，恭敬礼拜呀、啊，这样做呢，你就可以积累了福德了。
So then, so here, so, so again, I did mention this morning, but it's okay. So, like when you make the offering. For example, when you make light offering or you make flower offering, you know, so the one way to collect extensive merit is with the visualization, you know. So you think numberless flower, for example, you know, immeasurable flower, immeasurable light. You can visualize that, you know. Just rather than just one flower, one light, you know, you can, your mind can think much more than that.
所以呢，当我们在做供养的时候，就今天早上的乐龄组啊开示已经讲过了。那么做我们供养的时候呢，比如说我们做一个花供啊或灯供啊，这样有一个很有效、很有效可以积累大福报。 大福报的方法呢，就是观想，比如说我们不只是供养，不要只是想哦，我只是供养一小小朵的花，哦，我只供养哦一小小盏的灯供，要观想啊，其实呢，你是跟这个福田的大福田的佛像供养无量无边的灯供，无量无边的花朵，啊，好像天一般广大的。
So like that, just get idea, like the whole universe, entire universe, you know, filled with the light, for example, like that, if you're able to visualize like that, you know, clearly, then you offer, you know, so that makes a huge difference to collect the merit. How much you visualize, that much you collect the merit. 所以呢，我们不只是供养这一小朵的花或者一小盏的灯，而是呢，我们想啊，我们的这供养呢，通过观想的方法，遍布、遍满整个宇宙啊，整个虚空啊，全部都是我们的供养。好，这样如果我们都可以这样去观想，而且观想的很清晰的话，很清晰啊，不是乱乱糟糟的，很清晰的话，如果我们有这个能力的话，这样去观想的话，这样呢，你的供养，你所积累的福德呢，它的那个效果将来得到果报，它的那个。
效力是很不同很不一样的、哦、你观想的越清晰，你观想的越好的话，你所积累的福德呢也就更多。
So like that, then from your mind how are you, what kind of motivation also that make different, you know? So when you make offering, then you think of numberless of sent, immeasurable sentient beings. For them, you make offering, you know? When you have this kind of thought, with this kind of thought, you make offering, you know? Then, whatever you make offering, you collect immeasurable merit because of that kind of motivation.
那个有关系的，就影响我们所积累的福德的多果的多或者少的，是我们的发心。如果呢，我们的发心呢、啊，发心是很大的话，发心很大，发的心很大，这样我们积累的福德也更多。比如说，在我们做这个供养的时候呢，你想，哎，我是为无量无边的众生。哦、为一切六道所有的一切众生做这个供养的话，将你所得的所得到的积累的福德呢，也就是广大无边的。所以你看你是用怎样的心念呢去做这个供养、哦、所以你所得到的福报也就跟着你的心念的大小而成正比。
Then the object we may offer the object such as BuddhaFor example, such as Buddha, then again, of course, the Buddha who have unconceivable quality, unconceivable knowledge. You know, so when you offer to that, also then you collect unconceivable, unimaginable merit.
同样的呢除了我们的观想、我们的发心，还有我们供养的对境。我们供养的对境呢，或者对象呢，用普通的话语来讲，我们供养的对象呢是佛。这佛呢本身呢是已经断除所有的障碍，已经是拥有不可思议的功德。所以呢，我们的对境呢是不可思议功德的佛。所以呢，因为我们向这个不可思议的佛做这个供养，所以我们有积累的福报，我们所积累的福德也是不可思议的。
So also mentioned that, you know, when you have this ocean of devotion, you know, the ocean of devotion. So then that also makes difference. Ocean and tabajatsu, I don't know. Literally translate ocean of devotion. That makes sense? I don't know.
就如果我们的发心呢、啊、是像海一般广大那样的虔诚的话，这样我们所积累的福德呢，当然也是如海一般的广大。
啊 ，ocean of devotion that means large. No, when you say ocean is what call lot of water, whatever I don't know.
Countless water droplets.
Anyway, it's considered very big, you know, of course.Ocean is bigger than the land, yeah? So, consider ocean is big like that. So the idea is that when you have so much devotion and faith, you know, then you make offering like that. So that much merit you collect.
当然，如果你的发心呢是像海洋那般的广大无边无垠的话，这样呢，你又拥有这样像海一般大的虔诚的信念的话，去做供养，你所积累的福德呢，也是像海一般的广大的。对，心要宽如海。
She's so serious. Next time you have to come and translate, huh?
Tim 就问你，以后要不要来翻译？下一生啊，下一生
啊，Ken? So, like that. So we have this human intelligence. The point is, what I'm saying is, we have this human intelligence, how to think. You know, if somebody explain, we are able to understand, able to think exactly what the person is telling, what to do, such as creating merit, for example. All this, how your mind really involved when you do the practice. You know, how big your mind it is. So how big you think. So that much you collect the merit. You know.
因为呢，人呢是拥有智慧的。 我们的这个智慧呢，能够让我们去思维啊，去分析啊，人家跟我们讲的话。所以，如果有人跟我们讲了一段话，我们就会通过这样的方法呢，去我们就会明白、明了对方的意思。比如说呢，我们怎样去？有人告诉我们，Karen去告诉我们怎样去造这个善业。我们造的善业呢，我们所造的善业究竟有多大，就看我们的心量有多大。 我们的心呢发心很大的话，我们所积累的福德呢，也就跟着我们的心量一样大。
So like that, so you know, so like Buddha, like Dharma, like Sangha, they're already there, already exist for you to create the merit. You know, Buddha already put countless eons, you know, collect merit to achieve enlightenment. So through that he achieved enlightenment. He's already there for us to create merit. So whatever you create merit related with the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, then it becomes very, very powerful merit you collect.
因为呢，这个佛法僧，就佛法僧，就是我们讲的三宝呢。三宝呢，已经出现了，就已经出现在这个世上了。这个佛呢，通过阿僧祇劫，阿僧祇劫经过阿僧祇劫的修行，不断的修行呢，证得了这佛的果位，所以呢，它是拥有不可思议的功德的。 在如果呢，我们像这样不可思议的、拥有不可思议功德的对象啊，做供养的话，啊，就跟这个三宝呢做这供养的话，要去造善业的话，我们所得到的福德呢，也同样的是不可思议的。So
like that, so, so here, so really, we want success in the life, so. Is all success come from the merit. So therefore, you want to be very successful, whichever, you know, so we need merit. Without merit, difficult to achieve whatever we wish, you know. With the merit, then everything is possible.
所以呢，我们这一生呢，如果要 做什么东西啊，学业啊，事业啊，要取得成功的话，就要看看我们到底有没有积累这个福德资粮，哦，因为呢，要取得成功呢，是需要靠过去积累的福德资粮才撑起的，来撑起的。如果呢，我们没有这个足够的福德资粮的话呢，是很难呢，在我们的这一生呢取得成功啊，就做东西很难，就很不顺利啊。
So, I mentioned this morning also like that. When you night time you go to bed, you know, whether you wake up morning or not, also depend on the merit. You know, if you don't have enough merit, you cannot wake up morning. You know, you die, you know, like that. So.
哇，所以呢，这个今天早上也讲过了，就我们的这个福德资粮的积累啊，其实是很重要的。如比如说晚上我们睡觉前了哈，我们 我们看我们怎样发心啊，我们有没有福德资粮？若福德不资粮不够的话，这样可能早上就起不来了，就醒不来呀，醒不来。
醒不来是吧？就是这，
You don't have enough merit, so the next morning you may not be able to wake up.
醒不来。醒不来。
醒不来。醒不来。
醒不来。OK。
早上就醒不来了。
So it's like that. So, so I mean, of course, you have karma to live for 80 years, 100 years. Even you have karma to live that much. But when you are married, it's finished. You know? You cannot live that long. You know?
当然可能呢，我们这一生呢，因为过去积累的善业呢，我们可以活到80岁啊，或者到100岁啊，百岁人瑞。可是呢，如果要是我们的善业，也就是我们的福德资粮啊，我们用完了，这样我们也就跟这个世界说再见了。
So like that. So really, so when you really look down, you know. So when you really look deeply, you know. So even you're able to wake up, it's dependent on the marriage. You know, you don't have enough merit, you're not able to wake up. You know, from the sleep.
所以呢，如果我们真的是很理性的去分析啊，去思维的话，哎，今天早上我们能够醒来呀，还能够看到阳光，是因为呢，我们的还有善业的力量，我们善业呢还没有用完啊。如果我们的善业呢，就我们的福德资粮用完了，我们可能就醒不来了。
So the whole point I'm saying is, when you wake up, when you open your eye.Remember that. The point is, when you wake up, I'm extremely lucky. You know, I'm really fortunate person. I wake up from my sleep. Must remember that. When you wake up, open your mind. You know, without, you are not fortunate, then you cannot wake up. So that means when you're able to wake up, open your eye, able to see, so that means you are still fortunate.
所以呢，每天早上，当我们睁开眼睛的时候呢，我们就记住啊，我是非常幸运的，因为我还活着，我还能够看到今天的阳光。所以呢，就说我还有这个善业啊，还可以继续活下去，我是非常非常幸运的。
So like that, wake up, then what go?So immediately remember that I am fortunate. So it's still important, you know. Wake up immediately, think about fortunate. So that really brings joy in your mind when you wake up, you know.
所以呢，我们醒来的时候呢，我们就马上记得哈，哇，我是非常幸运的。所以呢，要有一种快乐的觉受升起来，哇，很了，啊，很幸运的，对。
I mean, what?
Yeah, Auntie Edin, be grateful to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Yeah.
Yeah. So must think that, of course. Yeah. You are Buddhist, of course, must think that. You know, because of the death, because of that, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, you collect the merit. So must remember that.Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Yeah, you can say thank you, whatever. Yeah.
所以呢，如果我们身为佛教徒，当然我们是应该这样想的哦。也感谢佛法僧三宝，所以让我们能够继续的积累这个福德资粮。
So like that. So when you open eye, you know you're able to see. Of course, especially in your house, your Buddha's image, this and that. Then of course, painting or image, or sutra, whatever you open your eye, you see fortunate. You know, again you collect the merit. So I mean, just giving example. So you know, there's so much joy in the life. You know, if you know how to think. You know, from morning wake up, you wake up with joy. If you know how to mindful, you know how to think, you know. So there's so much joy just waking up, opening your eye, you know, joy is there.
所以呢，当我们清晨睁开眼睛的时候，我们看得见的时候，哎，正我呢就要，哎，就可以想，哎，我们又可以积累很多的福德资粮了，哦，我还没有死掉，对吗？福德资粮还在那边，所以要心生喜悦，这只是举一个例子了。所以呢，其实呢，生活中有很多很多东西呢，都可以让我们感受到快乐的，哦，所以呢，如果我们懂得怎么样去思维，怎样去想的话，其实有很多东西呢，可以让我们感到快乐的。比如说，我们清晨醒来第一件事，其实我们就可以感受到这种快乐的，我们就可以看到，哎，我还活着，我可以看到啊，佛像啊，这是帮助我们提起正念的方法啊，就生活中其实有很多快乐的东西的。
So then you set up your motivation. The point is that set up your motivation. So by knowing that you are fortunate to wake up, you still you are lucky. So now set up your motivation. You know, put one day, for example, one day what you want to do. You know, which way you want to make your life meaningful. You know, set up that. You know, so simply, so collect merit. What we want happiness. We don't want suffering. So simply, you know, today I'm going to collect merit. You know, not to create negative karma. You know, just collect virtuous karma much as possible in today, like that. Very simple motivation. You set up from deep of the heart, you know. Today I want to do that. Not to harm other, benefit other, you know. So then make my speech beneficial to other, my body become beneficial to other, you know, not to harm other, you know. So motivate like that, you know.
所以呢，当我们醒来呀，睁开眼醒来，哎。 我还活着哦，有一种新生喜悦，还看到佛像啦、三宝啦、经文啦等等啊，还可以积累这个福德经粮，哎，要感受到很大的一种喜悦。然后呢，我们就要继续调整我们的发心了。哦，既然我现在已经这么的幸运了，像今天这一天呢，我应该把它过得很有意义。 让这一天呢变得很有意义，这样呢，我就要继续去积累这个福德资粮啊，我要继续能够拥有快乐啊，我不要感受到痛苦。这样我应该怎么做呢？我就尽量哈，不去造作任何的恶业，然后我尽量多做善业，多积累这个福德资粮。 这样，你就从你的心里啊，打从你的心里啊，这样的去发心了。这样，如果我要避免恶业，然后我要多做善业的话呢，这样我就不去伤害别人啊，怎样不去伤害别人呢？你心里已经发心了，这样你的嘴里呢，你的语业是怎么样的？我口里讲出来的话，今天讲出来的话，就要能够给其他的听的人呢带来利益啊，哦，不要去伤害他们。 这样我的身体呢，我的身体的行为呢，这样我就要做一些能够利益别人的东西，就这样的去发心。So
like that. So, I mean, motivation is very important. How you spend your day, good or bad, is dependent on your motivation. Early morning, you know, really from depth of the heart, or depth, or deep, or deep depth. From your heart, you know, make this determination or, you know, strong motivation like that, you know. I'm going to spend my day like that, you know.
所以呢，我们的发心呢，这从我们醒来的那一刻，那个发心是非常重要的，因为呢，它会决定你这一天呢过得好还是不好。 所以那天你这一天过得好不好，是从早上你醒来发心那一刻开始决定的。所以你都要从你的身体身你的心里啊，你的心里啊深处下定这个决心啊，去做发心。
So, so throughout the day, you know, I mean, without losing your motivation, you know, then it's become very powerful. Of course, one in the morning you set up, then totally forgot, then also this is not powerful enough, you know. But again, of course, what kind of motivation, how strong motivation you set up in the morning, of course, when it's strong, a really strong motivation, then that continuation of motivation is always deep down in the heart. You know, then become very, very helpful. You know, but money or motivation is not so strong, just from the mouth, you know, not from the heart, then of course, really doesn't stay inside the heart throughout the day, you know. So, depend how you set up motivation in the morning, entirely depend on that. Make huge difference in the daytime, you know.
这个发心呢，它的效果的强和弱呢，也是有分别的哈。它的效果，比如说这一天里呢，你早上醒来哟，这样你就调整你的发心了。可是呢，你早上发了心，等下过了一阵子，然后到过了可能一下子啊，时间一分一秒就过去，你就忘了，你忘了这提起了正念，哎，我发心啊，要利益众生啊，什么等等，你就忘了，遗忘了你的发心了、啊，这样呢，他所得到的那个效果就可能就是也是不是很强的。可是如果你的发心呢，早上发心是很强的，打从心里深处很强烈的去发心的话，这样呢，这样强烈的发心呢，就有希望了，在整个白天里面哦，继续的在你的心相续里面哦，发挥这个作用，哦，你因为你会记得，它就会有作用，啊。如果呢，早上你发心的话，只是嘴巴发心，慢慢慢，我要利益众生，你的心里啊一点都没有的话，好，这样只是你的嘴巴发心，心里没有发心，这样的发心呢，根本就没有什么效用了哈。他因为他的嘴巴说了，所以他是没有什么多大的效果的。所以呢，你的发心呢，你所积累的福德资粮究竟有多大，就看你的发心呢究竟有多诚心啊，究竟有多虔诚多深重。
So like that, so, so like that, then of course set up your motivation, then as you as a Buddhist, then, but you know, if you take refuge, then of course at least we have to do 3 prostrations in morning, you know.At night time possible before sleep, 3 prostration is necessary as a Buddhist.
这样呢，调整了发心过后呢，如果你是佛教徒的话，当然呢，我们就要皈依了。皈依要记得皈依佛法僧。早上的时候呢，我们就要做三丁礼，然后晚上呢，睡觉前我们也做三丁礼。
So here again, so.You know, again, what call? Mentioned last class, you know, when you do well prostration, you know, it's really become antidote. You know, even making 3 prostration becomes cause to subdue your mind, such as reduce the pride, you know. So it's very, very powerful, you know, if you do well.
当然，以前的课呢，给我们就讲过了。我们做顶礼哈，如果顶礼我们真的做得对、做得好、如理修行的话啊，去做这个顶礼的话，它就能够调伏我们的烦恼，它就能对治我的慢心。
So like that, so so then, so like that, so so again, of course, we need to prostration.I mean, there's so much benefit, you know, able to, you know, just making prostration, artists reciting some, you know, like 35 Buddha's name, or just Buddha Shakyamuni's name, whatever, you know, you recite. Then do the prostration like that. So, that everybody purified so much negative karma, you know. So same time, so you collect so much merit, you know, the saying Buddha's name, you know, thinking of the Buddha, making prostration, you know, you collect so much merit.
顶礼做得好，当然能够调伏慢性，调伏烦恼。这样顶礼呢，不只是得到利益，不只是顶礼那个动作也会得到利益而已。因为在我们在做这个顶礼的时候呢，如理去修的话，我们可能会同时念诵三十五佛的红名，我们可能会念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的红名等等。所以我们这两个合在一起，三个合在一起的，这样若做得好的，我们有发心啊，就是我们的心啊，我们嘴巴啦，嘴巴又念佛的红名呢，然后呢，身口意哈，那我们身体的动作是顶礼，心里的想念着佛的，嘴巴念他的名字的话，这样通过身口意三门，我们就可以呢净化我们过去所积累的业障，就生死重罪啊。然后我们同时呢，又可以积累很大的福德资粮。 因为呢，我们是三门合一的，嘴巴念红名，心里念着佛，有一念佛，那身体呢向佛顶礼。So
like that. So, so here, so as we last time we read from Founder's good quality, this life is impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays. And the death come. So each morning need to think that, you know. It's like our life is like that, you know. How long we live, nobody can predict, you know. So it's impermanent. So just by thinking that, when you think well, then immediately that encourage you to do Dharma practice, you know, such as making prostration. You know, you really think well about impermanent. That's the reality, you know. So if you think well, then immediately, you know, you can do three prostration, you know. So just give an example like that, you know, when you think impermanent well, you know, immediately that encourages you to do prostration.
就当我们醒来，我们发心啊，然后我们。 皈依了，皈依的时候呢，那皈依我们通常也会做顶礼。像其实呢，如果我们觉得难的话，其实我们每一个早上啊，都要念死无常。就像《功德本颂》的第三个偈颂里面讲的，要念死。哦，他那个四个，四段啊，四句啊。 前面有讲念死，那念死那个形象，它讲的就是水泡沫，形象像水泡沫一样，一搓就破了，而且它是很快的。它讲迅速即为死魔所摧毁，所以念死水泡沫迅速，然后死魔就来了。好，它所以它有四个重点字。然后如果念死无常的话，你们我们有去这样的去思维的话，你们觉得就。 我们就可以明白，其实呢，我们的生命啊，就是这个样子的。我们的生命呢是没有办法预测的，我们随时呢都可能呢，都会跟这个世界说再见的。所以，如果我们真的去思维的很好，如理去思维的话呢，我们就会马上哦有这个推动力哈，就是推动力呢去修行这个佛法，那我们就马上有这个。 动力了，哎，我现在可以做这个三顶礼了，因为呢，我们真的明白生命的真相呢，就是这样的脆弱的，所以这个做这三顶礼呢是没有问题的。So
like that said, I mean, so it's very very powerful, you know, mindfulness and impermanent is extremely powerful. You to engage in the practice, you know, it's true. Because look in our mind, why we don't practice well, why we delay our practice, because of not remembering that. You know, we keep thinking, maybe we do other time, keep postponing, you know. Because we believe that we can live for some time. for a long time. You know, but this is really deceiving the wrong thought, deceiving your own mind, deceiving yourself. You know, it's the wrong mind. But we believe so much on that mind. You know, so because of that, our practice, first place we don't practice. Even practice doesn't become powerful. You know.
所以呢, 这个念死无常, 这个正念呢, 我们时常要提起来, 这样它就会成为一种推动力, 可以推动我们呢, 不断地, 继续地去修法, 所以它是我们修法的动力。 那通常呢, 我们通常都, 都懒得去修啊, 懒得去修任何法, 就算我们去修一个法门的话, 可能也是, 修得很马马虎虎，然后不会说很认真的去修，所以也没有把它修好，甚至有时候我们都找了一大堆借口来拖延，等一下啦，等一下有时间我再修，等我身体比较好的时候我才修，我们会有一大堆借口来拖延我们的修行，因为呢，我们没有这个念死无常的正念，我们都以为，我明天是不会死的。 我还可以继续活得很久很久的，我可以活很久很久的，所以呢，我们通常呢会被这样的信念呢给欺骗了，我们被这样信，可是我们却很相信这样的信念呢，这样的信念跟我们讲的这种谎言，我们都是很乐意去相信它，所以呢，通常我们就不会去修行。 或者就算我们的修的话呢，因为修的马马虎虎、随随便便，所以呢，修行呢也没有什么效果，看不到有什么好的变化。So,
So, what happened? So, what I'm saying here,
You say because we don't meditate on death impermanence, so we just anyhow practice chin chin chai chai la, just practice.
Chin chai what?
Chin chai.
Chin chai.
Chin chai. The okay I can. That's why there's no effect. So the practice is not powerful.
Okay, so so like that. So morning think that and motivate, you know? Then motivate yourself how to make your life meaningful for that day. You know? So very, very important, you know. By knowing that all the success coming from the collecting merit, all the suffering come from collecting, accumulating non-virtues, you know. By knowing that, then you determine that, you know. Today, I will practice, you know, accumulate less negative karma, you know, from body, speech, and mind like that. You really motivate strongly, you know. So that makes very huge difference, you know, how you live your life that day.
所以呢，当我们早上醒来的时候呢，很幸运还活着。然后呢，我们就要调整我们的发心。然后今天呢，我要使我今天过得很有意义。 这样过得很有意义呢？因为过得很有意义，我就可以得到很多快乐，很多的受用啊，这是我的目标啊。像这快乐和受用呢，是来自我们的善业啊，我们做的善的行为。这样如果我不要的痛苦的话，这样你要想，哎，痛苦来自什么地方？这痛苦的感受，这个觉受呢，是因为我们过去呢所造下的恶行、恶的行为，所以积累这个恶业。所以今天呢，我就要少做恶业，多做善业，少积累这个恶的果报，那多积累这善的果报。这样我就要从我的身与意呢三门去做，我身体做的行为啊，我嘴巴讲的话，我心里怎样想的，诶，这个东西呢，如果我们能够这样发心的话，这个有发心和没有发心，或发心的不好，它的效果呢是一个天一个地。
So like that, then, you know, with this motivation, just by giving example, you do this prostration like that, you know. So, by knowing that, you know, how much you collect merit, you know. So then again, after this prostration, of course, you know, you feel so much joy that, you know, I'm able to do this, you know. So again, it brings so much happiness in your mind, if we know how to think. You know, you just do a simple thing, this prostration, but, you know,if you think well, you know, again, your mind is so happy, you know.
所以呢，我们这样子的去调整这个发心的话，这样，哎，我们是佛教徒嘛，这样我们就根据在我们的佛像面前呢做三顶礼啊，还有因为有这个死无常的信念，就做三顶礼。这三顶礼过后呢，哇，应该感到很开心。因为呢，你还能够做这个三顶礼，你要这个手啊、这个脚啊、什么等等哦，身与意三门做三顶礼，积累这个福德机会、福德资粮，所以呢，你会感到哎很高兴哦，哎，有一种喜乐的觉受，应该让它升起来。好，所以呢，你应该能够这样去想，这样觉得，这样的去思维，这样呢，你就可以给你自己带来很大的快乐。因为呢，我们快乐呢，就看我们怎么样去思维，怎样去想。如果我们能够这样去想的话呢，我们就可以得到很大的快乐。
So the point is that, so just making three prostration, you are very fortunate. So that.What I'm saying, that means you are very fortunate, the point is that, because you collect so much merit, you know. So, therefore, I call it fortunate. Whether you're rich or doesn't consider with that, you know, when you say fortunate, mean like rich, wealth, like that, it doesn't mean that here. You know, you are rich on the merit. So, you are fortunate in that sense.
所以呢，当我们能够做这三顶礼的时候呢，哇，我们该感到很开心，因为呢，我们积累了大福德，我们积累很多的福德资粮，所以呢，我们是非常非常幸运的。哦，这个幸运呢，并不是指哦，我很有钱啊，我很多钱财，哦。就幸运呢，你就是因为呢，你通过这样的方式啊，通过这个对境啦，通过你的发心啊、身与意啦，然后你积累这个很大很大的福德，可以这一生呢给你带来快乐，还有下一生给你快乐，并不是指世间的这个钱财哟。
And of course, on top of that, then those people have time, really devoted, really motivated. Then of course.Who do like 35 Buddha prostration, you know, 100 prostration every day, for example, you know. That is, you know, you think about it deeply, then how fortunate you are, you know.
所以呢，如果那些是有时间的，手头上比较有时间的，然后呢，又可以发大心呢、啊，又发大心啊，又很虔诚的佛友们啊，当然做三顶礼过后， 有时间的话，你可以继续做35佛顶礼啊，35佛大礼拜啊。当然，有些人可能每一天呢做100个大礼拜啊，有些佛友可能每天都做100个大礼拜的。但如果你能这样去思维、这样去发心的话、这样去做的话，哇，你可以想想你是多么的幸运。
So like that. So if we know how to think, the whole point I'm talking here is if we know how to think.
如果你懂得这样去想的话，
yeah, if we know how to think, then there's so much joy, you know, being Buddhist.
所以如果你懂得这样去想的话呢，这样身为佛教徒哈、啊，哇，你能够这样做的话，你会感到很大的快乐。用句你们时常讲的话 ，merit 高高，
哇，高高，哎呀
，yes， collect a lot of merits 。This is their words, not my words. I'm quoting them.
Who? 高高 is who got
a lot of merits? Yeah.I'm using their language.
Whose language?
Their language when they talk among themselves.
Gao Gao.
Yeah. They always say Visade, or you collect your merits. You say Visade, well, your merits Gao Gao.
What kind of language that?
English. Mix of Hokkien and English.
Hokkien.
And English.
Okay, whatever you use, okay, doesn't matter. If you understand, the language most important to understand. Otherwise, language no use. So like that. Like my mother, just by the way, just watch here, prostration. My mother, now she's 83 like that. So she said every morning, every day she do 100 prostration like that, you know. And I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, her knee is very, she couldn't move her knee like that. She used to do that long time, you know, not recently. So then, still, she do that 100,000. I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, then her knee cannot really move like that. Both knee become very stiff. When you sit down, then it's not able to stand up like that. She mentioned that she have to stand up like a cow like that, you know.
How does a cow stand up?
So anyway, putting the first...to leg or hot hand, I don't know, then like that, then back one like that, you know, So you haven't seen cow, You haven't seen cow.
Oh, 现在 Kirim 君要跟我们分享他的妈妈的故事。他妈妈今年已经高龄83岁了，这样他每天呢都会做100次大礼拜哦。哦，你看83岁的老人家做大礼拜，每天100个大礼拜。这样2-3个星期前呢，这样他的妈妈开始了膝盖啊就有点问题了。这样 Kirim 君讲他膝盖不能动。我们膝盖本来就不能动的嘛，对吗？我们是脚动的，是吧？啊，那膝盖就很僵硬了，很僵硬了，可能没有那么灵活。所以呢，他如果怎么讲呢？他如果坐下来啊，他站起来就有困难。他站起来就好像要像牛一样站起来。你们懂牛是怎样站起来的吗？
啊？
啊 ，OK， 就好像牛这样了。你们不懂的话，就去看纪录片了，哈、啊。
What?
Because I asked them whether they know how does a cow stand up.
Many Singaporeans doesn't know. They haven't seen the cow. But... Because my mom grew in the mountain, so she had cow, so she know. You know, so she look after the cow, so she described me like that. I have to stand like a cow, like that, so I truly understand what she means. Maybe you don't understand that, I don't know. So anyway, she was so difficult, you know, putting hand, this, that, then wake up. Then somebody have to hold her and go walk like that outside. Now 2-3 weeks, she said like that. Now, then after that, now she gets some kind of Ayurvedic oil. I don't know what it's called. This, what it's called? Some castor oil. I don't know what it's called. Castor oil. Like that. She get that then? Huh? Yeah, castor oil like that. So, I think my brother bought that. So then, after she applied that for her knee for 1 week, and she said, like, I think my brother put, you know, in the sun, her leg from thigh to leg like that, put the oil and massage for a long period of time in the sun like that. She said, like, until her leg become black, she said, on the sun. So, like that. So, somehow, so after that, now, because of that, after 1 week, then she now able to walk as normal, she said.
所以呢, 她的 Kiramji的妈妈呢, 是以前是生长在雪山的, 他们住在雪山上的, 所以他们是有养牛的, 所以呢, 她就用 她熟悉的方式, 她讲, 不能站起来, 因为他膝盖有问题, 不能站, 所以他像牛一样, 才能站起来, 牛可能是, 就可能他是, 先他的手按在地上, 然后要有人啊, 把他扶起来, 帮他, 他才可以站起来, 这样因为呢, 他现在脚有问题了, 所以他可能就不能做大礼拜, 这样就有人给他那个阿育吠陀的, 治疗方法, 就给他一些药油啊, 去查, 这样在查这个油的时候呢, 是需要在阳光下, 你要伸直你的双腿, 在阳光下, 然后人家要把那油擦在上面, 按摩你的脚, 很粗劣的按摩你的脚, 这样他讲了, 按摩啊, 涂啊, 涂啊, 跟他推啊推推, 推到他的整, 他的脚, 全部都变黑了，也黑青了，哦，这样。然后他讲啊，就黑青了，整只脚都黑青了。可是呢，这样一个星期后，就在阳光下这样推啊推啊按摩，一个星期后，他现在呢，终于能够如常的行走了。So
I mean, she said like that. So you know, after that, she's put recover. She said like she become normal. So 1 week ago. I talked to her, she said like that, she's not normal like that. Not like what she said. She cannot run, she cannot jump, otherwise she's okay like that. She can walk normal, no problem. Walk 3 hours, 6 hours, no problem. Only she cannot jump and run, she said so. Mm. And I said, of course, your age, how can you run and jump? I said. Right.
所以呢, 他的 Kim君的妈妈是这样说的, 这样在一个星期前呢, 他终于恢复了他的活动能力, 走路的能力, 这样套句, 套句 Kim君的妈妈说的话了, 他现在呢, 已经能够, 走路了, 除了不能够跑步的能够跳之外, 其他的一切都OK了, 可以走路了。 这就是说呢，他能够走三个钟头啊，六个钟头啊，都没有问题了。当然 ，Kim 就讲，哎呀，他都这个年纪了，怎么还可以跑了跳呢？是吗？是。
So, I don't know. So like that. You know, she used to do that only because of a knee. Then she reduced. She said, but still, she tried to do that prostration. Slowly like that, she tried to complete, you know, took longer time, but she still tried to do, she said like that. Then I told her, maybe your knee's not good, then reduce a little bit like that, you know. When you recover, then can do again like that. And she said, her answer was, I'm getting old every day. Every day I'm not getting younger. Each day I'm getting older. Her answer was that. So that means she said she must do. You know, amazing way to answer, you know.
所以呢，他 现在已经恢复了这个活动的能力了，这样他呢就开始啊，就做回慢慢的做回他的大礼拜了。这样呢 ，Cameron 就跟讲了：“哎呀，你的膝盖不好啊，你可以做少一点呢、啊。”这样你懂他妈妈是怎么回答的话？他妈妈就说了：“我每天都不断的变老，我每一天就老一天，我过一天就老一天。”每一天呢，我不会变得更加年轻。所以呢，就因为这样，他觉得他不会变得更加年轻，他会变得越来越老。所以呢，他一定要做。
So like that. So I mean, her answer is very profound. What I see in how she answers is very profound, like that. So when I able to do, I must do. Otherwise, each day.I'm not getting younger, instead I'm getting older. That was her answer, you know. So it's really, really, I mean, real teaching, you know. So like that.
所以呢，他这个回答呢，就是太有深度了，这很深很深，太有深度了。所以呢，他的回答就是说，我能够做的我尽量去做，因为呢，过一天我就老一天，所以呢，这样的答案你想想，哦，真的是，嗯，太有佛法的精神了。
So like that. So what I see, the point is what I'm talking about is same thing. So what I see is like that. When she think that she can do the 100,000 prostration because of that, you know, for us, why can't do?Because all these concepts are permanent. You know, believing, live long. Each day getting longer life. You know, in reality, not like that. So because of that, you can't do. You know. So like, I mean, of course my mother doesn't know. She's not educated. She cannot read, she cannot write. Of course, she don't have all Dharma knowledge. But her devotion is there.You know, so sometimes I wonder like that. We learn so much, you know, but in reality, no practice. You know, so like that. So really need to think. You know, we study so much, but end of the day, practice is just zero. You know, so much logic, reason, but no devotion. You know, only in the brain, not in the heart.You know, not from the heart, devotion, not that. Then, you know, even making prostration is difficult, you know. So like that. So what I see, you know, so devotion is extremely important. When you have devotion, then everything happens. You know, otherwise, no devotion, how much we study, then, you know, then just a word, you know, like nothing really changed our heart like that, so.
所以呢，就是 King Rumji 的妈妈呢，她认为呢，自己可以做到这每天做这一百次的大礼拜了，所以她就毫不犹豫，他就去做了。对我们来讲呢，我们通常呢都不会去想哦，要做这些东西、啊，好、哦，因为呢，我们都觉得，哎，我还可以活得长很久的，我是长命百岁的，好、哦，我很长寿的，我不会就马上死掉的。所以这些东西呢，哎呀，可能有空的时候才做了哈、哦。所以我们看看这样的例子，就是Ken Rinpoche的妈妈呢，虽然没有受过正式的教育，她不认得字啊，她不认得字，所以她不会读。可是呢，她却对这个佛法很有信心，所以她是一个很虔诚的啊，这个虔诚的佛教徒，她很有信心的。嗯，你看看我们呢，我们都受过教育啊，都认得字啊，都听得懂华文啊、英文啊，我们学了很多很多，听了很多很多的佛法，可是我们没有修行，我们有佛法，可是没有修行。 哦，因为呢，我们可能学了很多，听闻了很多的佛法，可是讲到真正的去修行啊，我们就是得零分了。哦，可能听闻佛法我们得100分，修行我们得了0分，哦，捧了个鸭蛋。所以呢，我们可能有智慧啊，就去想的，去学到的智慧，可是呢，没有那个去修的那个心呢，啊，所以呢，所以我们觉得可能哦，每天呢，可能做这个三顶礼，我们都觉得哎，这样麻烦啊，我们可能会觉得哎，做三顶礼是很麻烦的一件事，因为呢，我们没有这个虔诚的信念，我们对于佛法没有这个很深很重的那种信心。所以呢，我们虽然听闻佛法了，可能听闻很多年，或许听闻很多很多的佛法，可是呢，在我们的心态里面呢，却没有任何的转换，没有任何的变化。
是来的，是是啊，是来的。你能说，then also there's way, no, when you.Also, there's also how to meditate when you take shower or when you wash your face. You know, there's way to meditate also, you know, so when you wash, you know, so it's also recommend you can visualize Buddhas, you know, Bodhisattvas like that, so holding the bath, you know, bath.You know, pouring the water like that, then you wash like that. So, then same time also recommend you can recite the Vajrasattva mantra, possible like that. You know, so then visualize that. You know, the purifying all the sicknesses. You know, all the harm, all the negative karma, all the totally purified. So.There's way to, you know, when you wash, also can meditate like that, you know. The water as a nectar, you know. Then washed like that.
其实我们如果懂得怎么样去想的话，哦，我们在生活中呢有很多各种各样的修行的方式，比如说呢，当我们在冲凉的时候呢，我们可以进行观修。不用特别做其他东西的，就如常冲凉。可是我们可以做观修，我们可以观想呢，当水洒下来的时候呢，就是在我们的前面呢，我们的上方呢，出现着佛菩萨，他们提着甘露水，然后把这甘露水的洒下来啊，然后呢，你同时可以念诵这个百字明咒啊，就是金刚萨埵咒，然后呢，这甘露水呢就净化了你的一切的业障啊，你所感受到的病痛啊，或非人的干扰呢，就通过这甘露水呢，全部内内外外全部都洗干净、清除掉了。
So like that, so I mean, so if you put that kind of mindfulness, with that kind of meditation, you know, even take shower, you know, wash, whatever, you know, so able to purify it, you know, able to purify our negative karma with the meditation.
所以呢，如果我们能够提起正念的话，就算在冲凉的时候呢，我们做这个观修的话呢，我们也通过这个水的洗净的方式哈，净化了我们所积累的业障。
Okay, so that, I mean, when you meditate, then able to clean inside. You don't meditate, then you clean only outside. You know? With the meditation, you're able to clean inside.
所以呢，如果我们能够观修的话，就算在冲凉呢，我们也能够清洁我们的心哦，可以净我们内部的心哦。然后呢，如果没有这样的观修的话呢，我们冲凉的时候，我们就会把我们的外表清洗干净而已。
So like that. So so here. So I mean, what to call? So make different from the animal. The point is that you make different from the animal. You know, when you wake up, you know, immediately meditate, think how fortunate you are and set up your motivation, you know. So do prostration, you know. So like that, you know. Like that, then you really, whatever you do become meaningful. Otherwise, not different. You know, normally what we wake up, we don't think anything, you know. So just wake up like an animal, you know. There's no different how the animal wake up. And we wake up, no different. While the elephant takes shower, you take shower. And no different.
所以呢，当我每天早上醒来的时候呢，我们就要这样的去思维，要不然呢，我们就和动物啊，就是那畜生道的畜生啊，一模一样啊，没有分别。因为呢，我们醒来没有什么想，动物也是这样醒来，什么都没有想。可是我们醒来的时候，我们能够这样思维，哎呀，我还活着，哎呀，我太幸运了哈！我看到今天的阳光，所以呢，我还可以继续的去修行，继续的去积累这个福德资粮。所以你就用这样的心态去发心，但这样发心过后呢，调整发心过后啊，我们就可以啊，顶礼啊，向佛像顶礼啊，然后呢，我们就可以这样的用延续这样的心态啊下去的话，我们那一天呢所做的每样东西呢，都会变得非常有意义。要不然呢，我们醒来啊，只是通常我们醒来啊，就这样睁开眼睛啊，醒来了啊，哟，就什么其实什么都没有想啊，然后就好像动物一样啊，去做我每天该做的事，就和动物其实没有什么分别的，就像大象冲凉一样，我们也是好像冲凉一样哦、啊，就人和象，人和动物其实都一样。
So.
Andy is saying that we should do 35 Buddha's prostrations. Yeah.
Tell him to Kimo. She's telling to you to do that. You're telling him to do that.
谢谢 Andy.
That's okay.
Okay, 谢谢安迪。
Okay, so whole thing is mindfulness. But what I'm trying to say is mindfulness, what you do. So when you wash, mindful in that way. So then again, when you clean the room, so there's way to be mindfulness. Way, how you make that, your cleaning become meaningful, you know. Also, that's with the meditation, for example, you know. So, there's one Arhat, Lam Chung, I think Nathan Lam Chung, who become Arhat just by cleaning. You know, he didn't do much, just by cleaning, he become Arhat.
所以呢，就是说，当我们在每一天所做的每一件事的时候，我们都要提起这个正念。如果我们能够提醒正念的话，加上观想的话，我们就可以不断的去修。比如说，我们在我们洗澡的时候，我们冲凉的时候呢，我们就可以观修，所以把这个平常的事情、平常做的每一件事呢，变成一种修行。 所以比如说让我们扫地的时候，在扫我们的佛家里的佛堂啊什么，在扫家里的地方的时候，我们也应该懂，因为我们怎么样把它变成一种修行啊，怎样去观想，怎样去修。因为在佛经里面就有一个很著名的故事啊，就是一个小鹿菩萨。小鹿菩萨他就成为阿罗汉，修成阿罗汉，他就靠这个扫地的修行呢，证得阿罗汉的果位。
So like that. What translate?
I think she's giving me teaching.
You can share, ma. Don't keep on yourself. You can share.
Okay, I shall share her teaching with me with the rest. Okay, what auntie is saying that when we sweep the floor, right, we are not just sweeping the floor only. We must think that we are sweeping away our three poison, sweeping away our attachment, our anger, our delusion.
Good.
Can we just 讲一百分
100 mark 把满了。So then again, of course, how you meditate when you clean the room depend on that, you know. So here, again, one important to understand. All this dust unclean, what you see, is because of your negative karma. You know, your karma is not pure, so therefore you see the dust. You know, that become problem to yourself. You know, when you don't have negative karma to see, you don't have negative karma, you don't see the dust. You don't need to clean, you know. So, point is that, so the essence is, of course, you don't want the dust, then it's never ending cleaning the outside dust. The point is, dust, what you really see the dust or dirty is from your negative emotion, the negative karma. So, must clean the negative karma. You know, such as three poison, must clean that. So, once you clean that, then, you know, you become arhat. Also you become arhat, then you don't see that.
So, 呢，当我们在打扫的时候，我们要懂得怎么样去想，怎样去思维，这样呢，它才能变成真正的修行。因为通常我们看到呢是那些尘埃呀、尘土，我们看得到尘土呢，是因为我们有这个业，我们造下的这个业是什么业呢？因为我们过去呢造下的恶业，因为我们的业不清净的话呢，所以我们看得到外在的这个尘土。所以呢，如果呢我们没有这个恶业的话，我们的恶业完全净化的话呢，这样我们其实是没有看不到这个灰尘啊，或不干净的尘土的。所以它的重点就是外面的这个尘土呢，其实你怎样扫也是扫不完的。可是呢，我们内心里面的这个恶业，这个尘土造成我们看到这个尘土的恶业呢，我们应该呢把它给清除干净。所以呢，如果我们没有内心的恶业完完全全净化的话呢，我们就看不到这个尘埃，所以我们需要净化我们内心由贪嗔痴三毒呢所积累的这个恶业，把这个贪嗔痴呢三毒完全净化的话，这样我们就没有这些灰尘。通过这样的修行呢，所以这个小鹿菩萨呢，净化了他内心的贪嗔痴三毒，所以他就证得了这个阿罗汉的果位。
So therefore, in the, I don't know, Duni Sadhu Mai Nimonto, I think the dust is not the earth dust. I think the word is so. The dust is not the earth dust. Duni Sadhu Mai Nimonto. It is the dust of delusion. Something like that, the water. You have to meditate like that.
So, we should be like that. So, we should be like that. So, we should be并非是真正的显现给我们看的尘土，它其实呢是无明所覆盖的尘土。
So like the soul, when you clean your room floor, whatever, so you know the room floor is like your mind. Then whatever dust there is like a delusion in your mind. So, in of course, physically you do that cleaning the dust, but meditate, you are cleaning your mind, cleaning the three poisons. You know, when you have a strong desire, a strong anger, whatever we have, you know, so think that dust is, that is the dust. We clean up and throw in the rubbish bin like that. Same time, you throw your anger, you know, not only the dust, but remove your anger from your mind, throw the dust bin like that. So, with that kind of mindfulness meditation, so then very, very helpful, you know, to reduce your this negative emotion which disturb our mind, you know.
所以呢，我们讲这个尘埃非尘埃啊，无明复可尘埃。所以呢，我们应该把观想的这个。这地啊，我们在扫的这块地呢，啊，把它观想是我们的心，这样呢，上面的这个尘埃啊，啊，就是我们心里面的三毒啊所积累的恶业。所以呢，我们在清扫这个房间的时候，这块地的时候，这个房间的时候，我们就清扫掉我们心里面的贪嗔痴，就是尘埃非尘埃哦。它是无明的尘埃，所以当你把这些无明的三毒啊，无明覆盖所呈现的这个尘埃三毒，把它扫掉的时候，然后你把它丢进，把它尘埃呢丢进这个垃圾桶的时候，你就把你的这个三毒呢也全部完完全全的丢掉，放下丢掉了。所以你要提起的正念呢，这样的去思维，这样的去修，这样你在扫地的时候要这样去想、去思维、去修，这样就可以对治你的烦恼。
So like that. So of course, actually you're just physically you're cleaning the room, but you know mentally cleaning your mind. You know, with that meditation, then when you finish cleaning the room, then you have time, you set up the offering. You know, this clean place, physically clean place, you set up nice offering like that. Then again, mentally, of course, your mind is clean with the pure motivation, with the clean mind, you make the offering, you know.
所以呢，在我们的身体方面呢，我们真的是在做这个打扫清理的工作。可是呢，在我们的心呢、啊、内心呢、啊，其实呢，我们是在清除我们的三毒。哦，这样这个全部的房间都打扫完后呢，就我们的三毒全部都丢掉过后呢，这样我们就以这个清净的心啊，然后去发心，然后呢去做供养，然后就在我们的佛台上啊，摆好啊，陈设啊美妙的供品。
So like that in the text also, while organized or while organized offering or something like that, Chopalyaprasamba said while organized offering like that. So that means so physically like that you make clean.You know, set up very nicely, beautifully, like that. Outwardly, inwardly, of course, beautifully from the inwardly, so that means without any kind of miserliness, not polluted with by negative mind. The point is that purely from the pure mind, you know, set up the offering, you know, so like that.
当然呢，我们清理好过后呢，我们的心呢就清净了。你要这样想哦，你心清净了，心清净了之后呢，就在你的佛台上啊， 摆好啊，摆设啊，很精致、很美丽的，很好的供品啊，把那供品呢摆得美美的哦，然后去供佛。然后在供佛的时候呢，心呢不要就坚定的、坚定的心态啊，不讲哎呦，哇，供养这么多钱，然后什么不要哇，不要这种坚定的心态啊。所以这样你有清净的心做清净的供养。
So like that, though, so then of course, then, you know, so you made like that, then you do the meditation, observe and practice after that, sometime then, do well, meditation, and observe and practice like that. So, you know, if you do well, so it's very, very powerful, you know, to subdue our mind, so that means reduce the negative emotion.
所以呢，我们有清净的房间或清净的地方，然后我们供养清净的物品，然后我们有清净心、清净供养，然后呢，我们接着就可以做这个七支供养文哦，以清净的心来做这七支供养。如果真的做得好的话呢，哎，这个是非常强而有力的。但我们讲强而有力很有效果，它指的是什么呢？它只是通过这样的行为呢，我们能够调伏我们的烦恼。
So like that. So, so if you do like that, so you collect so much merit, you know, in that morning. Collect so much merit like that. So you become very fortunate person. So that means you're able to enjoy happiness for a long time, you know, for life to life.
如果我们能够这样做的话呢，我们就可以算是积累大福德资粮。我们就积累大福德资粮了。如果能够这样做的话呢，你应该心生欢喜。哎呀，我真的今天真的是太幸运了。因为我们积累这个很广大的这个福德资粮呢，我们就能够长时享用。可以长时间得到很多的享用，得到很大的快乐。这长时指的是什么呢？不只是这一生呢能够得到享用，我们生生世世呢都可以得到享用。
So like that. So, 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 so then you become fortunate. So much merit. So then everything becomes success. Whatever you wish, become able to achieve. You know. So that call yours.Fortunate person.
所以呢，我们就变成一个幸运儿。我们是一个很幸运的人。我们有很多好的运气，我们的运气都比别人好。好的运气，怎么说呢？就讲啊、哦，这是一个幸运儿，运气比别人好。就是呢，你心里所想的呢，都能变成事实，也就是我们讲的所愿皆成。所以你到时候就是真的是一个非常非常幸运的人。
Okay, so something like that, for today talk,
所以呢，就是你的运气非常好，就是今天就是大概讲到这里了哈。
啊，자건저같이Okay, so like that, I don't know.
所以今天我们就讲完了。So next week, same time. Next week still have?
I think so. Next week have?
Yep. And then after that is Vesak. 下个星期同样时间，我们还是会有这个讲佛理开示。然后后个星期就没有了，因为后个星期是我们的卫塞节，还有了，还有，不是晚上要在阿育尼前的那个站的那个草场那边，天文局会继续讲，不过那个时候是晚上7:30。然后过后我们就休息，然后呢，6月2号才开始。
So,
先打广告吧。
So one month you have break, One month break, yeah.
下星期还有 若你记不了这样多，不用紧，你记一个星期就好，下星期你来，然后下星期我们再讲。If you can't remember, just remember to come next week. Then next week we'll announce again.
Also, by the way, so just a small announcement. The ABC organizing for the senior trip to Nepal. From, I don't know,
June.
November 9 to 16.
November 9 to
16.
So not senior also can join?
Of course.
Not senior can help to carry things. Not senior those who are registering, please.
I encourage Kimo to join.
Kimo is senior already. I got white hair.
That's why I joined.
Okay. 打广告就是ABC 会主办一个朝圣团，就是去尼泊尔的朝圣团，是在今年11月9号到11月16号。所以有兴趣的人可以报名。跟谁报名啊？还没有报名啊，还没有开放报名啊，先打广告而已，让你知道啊。
What?
No, not yet open for registration.
Not open yet. Just the announcement. You are interested, then you can give your email address or whatever. Contact the office, so they'll send you email. Once sent, then see how.
所以让你先知道，先去想一想，然后如果你要去的话，就赶快申请假期。如果你退休了，不用申请假期，你就想11月9号到11月16号，让你想想有什么问题。然后过后呢，ABC 就会发电邮给大家。如果你想，哎呦，我没有电邮，不用担心啊，你只要开口问啊，这里有很多人都懂的，他们就可以回答了。
All like that. So also again, I mean, this is not like, I mean, of course, we're going there for.To see the holy place, you know, create some merit, you know, visiting some holy place, you know, like that. So not like totally like holiday type, but you know, like a holiday, but it's useful way of making holiday. You know, especially the senior people, you know, some making offerings, accumulation, so like that creates, help to them to create some merit. That's the whole idea.Is about that.
所以呢，这一次呢，是因为是个朝圣团哦，最主要目的是大家积累更大的福德资粮啊，这样你可以有很多很多的享用，很多的快乐。好，所以它并不是完完全全好像普通去度假那种了。当然，这个也是一种度假了，这是非常有用的假期啊，对你有很多利益的假期。主要是开放给乐龄人士啦，但不可能整团都乐龄人士，但谁帮他们拿东西或什么，对吗？所以主要是开放给乐龄人士啦，所以需要一些年轻人啦，然后年轻人懂应该怎么做了，然后去那边当然有做供养啦，会做供养啦，因为那边师父的庙就在那边了，师父的庙在那边，这样就去可以看大喇嘛啦，做供养啦，绕佛塔啦，绕佛像啦等等哦，还要去很多很多的圣地啊。
I should learn Chinese. I should learn Chinese. Okay, so. So I mean, this basically for the senior people to join, you know. So it's not so kind of active pilgrimage. It's very relaxed, very relaxed pilgrimage. So those who want to go here, then please don't join. So this for the senior people, you know, go around the stupa, relax, you know, slowly walk, not like it's like this, you know, so like that.
所以年轻人知道怎么做了哦。所以因为这个主要是开放给乐龄人士的朝圣团哦，所以他不需要很激烈的活动或者运动的，他是。 很舒服的一个行程的，不会说好像哇要赶啊赶着去很多地方看很多很多看一天里面哦要到很多很多地方的那种啊，不是了哦，不是，因为有些人去了就要拼命啊，一天呢就要看七八个地方，这不是的，好、哦。不一定要跑这边跑那边跑那边跑别人，那些希望跑来跑去一天跑很多地方的人哦，你就不要参加了哦，啊，因为这个是很舒适的啊，看到佛塔啊，慢慢走慢慢绕啊这样的，啊，很惬意的啊。
So the whole point is those who can really accompany with the senior, then okay, come, okay. 啊，
所以那些有能力可以帮助乐营人士的啊，帮忙一下的，哎，你们也欢迎啊参加。不过你就没有办法跑来跑去了啦。
Okay, I think that's it. Okay, yeah, do the dedication. Yeah.
好，现在我们就做回向。Now we'll do dedication, English, Chinese, English, Chinese. 我们的回向是先念英文，然后念中文，英文，中文。三十一面。Dedication. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the Supreme Jewel Bodhicitta that not reason arise and grow. May that which has reason not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 33. Just as the brief Manjushri and Samatabhadratu realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way, that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtues with the dedication praised as the best, but the victorious ones thus go on over three times, so I might perform good works.勇本文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。谢谢大家，下个星期见。 See you next week.And those who want to buy the puja tickets for Visak can see Brother Nelson. ABC 的卫赛节庆典呢，将在阿育尼贤广场草地啊那边举行，是从5月17日、18到19三天。5月17、18、19，每一天呢都有不同的法会。第一天的法会是什么呢？绿度母，第一天的法会17号的法会是绿度母。好，因为我还没有看到节目表，所以不能打广告。不是17、18、19号，欢迎大家出席。The Visak Day celebration by ABC starts on the 17th of May, and ends on the 19th of May night. So it's 17, 18, and 19 of May, 3 days. Okay.In front of Aljuni MRT station, so all are welcome. During these celebrations, there will be many pujas led by Ken Rumche and the Kopan monks. You can purchase the puja tickets from Brother Nelson. Oh, I think you know who he is. Please wave your hands. Okay, thank you, Nelson.